Calling all benders and non-benders alike, dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually, it's 44.65 million guaranteed if you add up all of the details of the deal. And all of it in terms of the guaranteed money in the first 2 years, it would appear. 301-230-0980. This is not for you people out there that hate contract detail. You just want to be thrilled that Terry's there. Both things can be true at the same time. I'm thrilled Terry is going to be playing under a contract extension. I'm glad to know that this first big contract negotiation for the team sets sort of a precedent that you're not coming here to get paid in the twilight of your career. You know, this isn't going to be that kind of organization. I think the team did very well. I also think Terry did very well. Clearly, he and his agent thought that very well would have been a lot more than 44.65 million guaranteed. But that is the state of it. A lot of you want to weigh in on it. 301-230-0980. So we'll take some calls again on the show today. Charch at 11. Denton will jump on with me at 11:35, and Ben Standing will be on with me at 12. Let's start with Kendall in Temple Hills. Kendall, thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
Hey, Kendall.
You know, I was it's something about fans, man. I was listening to your show the other day, and I heard, you know, when we got the deal done, how everybody was taking victory laps, Ian and all these different people talking about $60 million. He'll get more than $60 million. And I said, that just doesn't make sense. It didn't make sense when you see it at $30 million, so they're going to give him an additional $30 million. I just didn't see it. So what we see with Adam Peet is he's a real GM, and that's good. And obviously, Terry and his representation had, you know, I guess they had an unrealistic viewpoint of what he could get on the open market. But this, just like you said, it sets a good precedent because we're going to have a lot more of these in the future, hopefully. And we, you know, we can rest assured that Adam is going to handle them correctly. You know, he still has some things to prove because, I mean, we are one of the oldest teams in the league, so he's going to have to redo this roster. And so that's in the future. But for right now, I mean, we're in good hands, man. This is a good deal. And I'm happy that Terry's here, and I'm happy that he got a fair deal, and I'm glad that that Adam handled it correctly.
Yeah, I am too, and I think that for those that would say you don't haggle this much, you don't negotiate this hard with a player like Terry McLaurin, there is a level of that I think makes sense. But mm-hmm. I think that most around the league and a lot of agents, if they're objective about it, will say this is something the team didn't need to do, or they could have offered a lot less. You know, part of the deal is them just guaranteeing the 19 plus million for this year. Well, of course he was going to get that. They weren't cutting him. He was going to play in 2025. But I don't look at it as the team just negotiated it. They were hardball. They didn't treat Terry the right way. I look at it, as I said a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they don't have to do this, but they're doing this because they like the player. They like the player a lot. And I think it was smart for Terry to take the deal. I did hear that there was a reckoning, you know, very recently of it's time for you to either take this or leave it, or we're going to move on and get focused on this season with you playing out your final year of the deal. Thanks, Kendall. Appreciate it. Yeah, let's go to Mark in Largo. Mark, what's up?
Bad deal. In fact, I'm going to tell you something, Kevin. I'm going to tell you what's
bad deal for whom?
It's a bad deal for Terry. It's a horrible deal for Terry.
Yeah.
In fact, if I'm Terry right now, I fire my agent and I get Nicole Lynn to be my agent. And this is what I would say, and I guarantee you this is what's going to happen. Guarantee you. Nicole Lynn will probably ask the Skins at the end of the season, whether we win the Super Bowl or not, Terry wants to get traded. because he only has 1 year left on his deal. Okay? He only has 1 year left. From this contract,
yeah, this is a two-year deal. Yeah, just so everybody's clear, and I hope I made this clear in the open. This is basically a two-year, $44 million deal in terms of what's guaranteed.
See, I have to do your job for you. I have to do your job for you as the Mark Largo show. I have to do your job for you.
What do you mean you got to do my job for me?
Because you didn't express that.
I did say that. It's in my notes right here for the open of the show. I did say it. I just emphasized it, so you're just parroting me.
Before you interrupt me, here's what. Okay.
Before I interrupt,
okay, I give you that. Here's why I say he needs to push to get moved next year, this offseason. Do it when you can, because
what are you talking about? He just signed a deal. He's gonna play for this team for 2 years minimum.
No,
and if he's really good, both sides win in 2027.
How?
What do you mean how?
Could you please? And Kevin, can I say something else, please? Could you please stop with this "we are the Dallas Cowboys" attitude? You've been watching that America team too damn much.
I do like it. It's good. Have you watched any of it?
Give them a contract extension. They're doing this. They should be forced. You sound so much like you're an elitist.
I'm not an elitist, but I was pro management on this one. You're right. You're right.
Stop trying to sound like it. You act like you're a billionaire. I'm not, and I don't act like I am.
Why don't you make your point? Why don't you make the point you wanted to make? Terry got a bad deal, so now you want him to ask for a trade.
And this is why I would fire my agent and go get Nicole Lynn to be the Clutch Sports to be his agent.
Yeah.
Ask for a trade and say, look, we'll go for a trade this offseason. We don't want anything messy. Just give us a trade so we can go to another team and they can give him a long-term deal.
Okay.
With guaranteed money.
You can't do that if you're going to move Luke McCaffrey to tight end and have him bulk up. You need more receivers.
Oh, you remember that.
Get out of here.
You're good.
See ya.
I love you.
Mark and Largo, everybody. God, he needs a show. CK, try him out late nights. Skip in D.C. Skip, go ahead.
Kevin, that was hilarious. I think this deal is the Trey Hendrickson deal plus 1 year.
Yeah, kind of.
In other words, he's getting $44 million plus the $19 that he was already going to get. Okay, so that's $63 for 2 years.
So, well, no. It's $44 guaranteed for 2 years. It includes the $19 that he was going to get this year. They fully guaranteed that it wasn't fully guaranteed.
Okay, so in reality, because the $19 was already guaranteed.
It actually wasn't because it was basically base salary, so they fully guaranteed that. It's $44.65 million guaranteed, and none of that guaranteed money spills into year three, making it a two-year $44.65 million deal. But just to be clear, if he plays well, he's under contract in 2027 and in 2028. So if he plays well and the team wants him back and Terry wants him back, it's win-win. The team will gladly pay out the rest of that $87 million of what the extension is beyond this season if he's playing well. They'll gladly do it.
Do you know what the incentives are?
Yeah, I mean, they're lengthy. You want me to read through all of them?
No.
Albert Breer just tweeted out all of the details. They're very attainable. Yeah.
Yes. So, in other words, there are numbers that are reachable if he has a year like he just had.
Yeah. I mean, yes. Okay. I mean, like in 2025, $300,000 for 83 catches, $600,000 for 83 catches and playoffs, $300,000 for 1,097 yards, $600,000 for 1,097 yards and playoffs. So right there, you know, you could add another $1.2 million if he's got 80, if he has the season. Did he have 1,097? Was that the number last year? 82 and 1,097? Maybe one catch and 1 yard over what he had last year.
1,096.
What'd you say?
1,096.
So it's 1 yard more and one catch more because he had, was it 82 catches he had last year?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
So Yeah, so these are, if he has the kind of year he had last year, he's going to earn another $1.2 million. And by the way, $600,000 for 10 TD catches in playoffs, $300,000 for just the 10 TD catches, $500,000 escalator for first or second team All-Pro. He made second team All-Pro last year. So if you add it up, let me do the quick math. That's 1.8, 2.3. He's got another $2.3 million in incentives that he can earn this year. And it looks like it's the exact same for next year as well. And a lot of that, actually, those are the incentives for all three of the extension years and this last year of his current deal. But there's nothing guaranteed after the 44.65 in 25-26, which is really, again, that's what you look at. What's guaranteed? What's fully guaranteed? But what's the point you want to make?
What is the cap space on 27? If
we'll see how they allocate for the cap. I don't have that stuff right now. Okay, I would imagine, Skip, I would imagine that there it is very painless if they don't see Terry as a part of the roster in 2027 for them to move on cap-wise and cash-wise. It will be cash-wise because it looks like the 2027 is all base salary and then incentives.
Okay, so I think we can conclude from that deal that it very team-friendly, obviously.
Yeah.
And it shows Adam Peters is no joke. He's a serious guy to be taken seriously in this league. And for the future contracts, the best argument that the team made, and by the way, Adam Peters, there was hardly any leaks. In fact, I would say none coming from the Adam Peters office.
You know, excellent point. I think there was a moment there where they immediately refuted the lowball offer that was out there. I think Ben had some really solid reporting on this recently, that Washington's initial offer was essentially 25 AAV. And I would imagine that the guaranteed dollars were a little bit less than where it is now. I don't think they came up a lot from their initial offer on guaranteed, but they certainly put the agent in a position the other day to kind of crow and mark it a $32 million AAV, which obviously would include all of those incentives over the length of the deal. I mean, I think, again, team did very well in this. But also, I don't want to underplay from my standpoint, because how long have I been saying, Terry, take the $50 million guaranteed. Take it.
Hey, Kevin,
you're not going to have
I
a chance. It wasn't
you.
50, but it was 44.65.
And I totally agreed with you. There was no way that Terry wasn't going to take us any kind of substantial money that was on the table.
Yeah. It just wasn't 70 or 80 million in guaranteed, which I'm sure is what they wanted when they were asking for 40 million a year.
For him and the future of his family, he was never going to turn down anything.
He's too smart, I think.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay. What else?
All right, Kevin.
Thank you, Skip, as always. Let's go to Tony in Silver Spring. Tony, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for having me.
Sure.
To be honest, Kevin, like, I just, you know, I'm listening to the broadcast, and I missed a lot of stuff, possibly what you may have been saying in the beginning, and it's fascinating because I was going to say that I was disappointed with, excuse me, I was disappointed with his, with Terry's, guaranteed money. However, with, you know, the way, I give you a lot of credit and the way you've been, the way you've delineated what's going on, I mean, it's fascinating. And I think, I mean, after listening to this, I mean, just for over, I'm talking about over the last 2 minutes, I believe that probably the Commanders, you know, got what they wanted.
Yeah. Yep.
And also that Terry probably got as much as he could have.
Yeah, I think he did, Tony. I think he did. Good call. Appreciate it. Let's go to our guy Bones in Southeast. Bones, go ahead.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, you know what, Kev, man?
Hold on, Bones. Shout out to Max.
How you doing?
Shout out to Max.
Thank you, Kevin.
Shout out to my main man, Max. Hey, but look, check this out, Kevin. Man, you got some hell of a characters be calling here, man. You got Iron. You got Mark and Largo. I think Mark and Largo smoking that boop.
He's got some good stuff, no doubt, before he calls in.
You know, and hello, can you hear me?
Look, Bones put me on speaker and got all kinds of stuff going on here. This is outstanding so far, isn't it, Max? Scintillating radio. Put
this
Bones
great.
On hold.
Yeah.
Let's go to Jerome in D.C. Jerome, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jerome.
Long-time listener, for about second time calling in.
Appreciate
you know
it.
What? I have to take my hat off to you because you are one of the only – I'm 54 years old, born and raised in D.C. You are one of the two that I listen to that goes into everything logically. Everybody that called is so emotional. You can clearly see that the team was not trying to drag Terry because they could have. They could have played very bad ball with him and say, listen, you got 1 year. Either you pay or you get or whatever you do, you get fined or whatever. But they looked out for him because they generally like Terry.
They
like him. I just think that Terry, the bad advice that his agent did, I would have never stood out and got 50,000 and gave the team 150 and lost it. I would have never done that. But they looked out for him, Kevin. And I just thank you, man, because you better than me. These guys be calling, they just be everywhere. I mean, you know what?
Come on, it's fun. This is what makes, honestly, this is what, why
it does.
Coming in here every day and having different opinions and you know, debating
right.
it out.
You're
I think
right.
with things like this, though, all of us have learned with the contract stuff, you just got to wait a little bit before being so declarative,
exactly.
from being so
exactly.
sure of yourself. And, man, it's just like we've done this with other things, too. This one was an obvious put the brakes on here because there's no guaranteed money that the agent is listing in this thing. And that was a red flag for everybody
that
that's
yesterday.
Paid attention to it.
Yeah,
but here's the bottom line. You said it. They like him. They like him a lot. That's why mm-hmm. they made this mm-hmm. offer. And that's why they probably came up a little bit as well. And,
uh-huh.
you know, for those that said they could have gotten this done, you know, months ago, they couldn't get it done months ago when the team was somewhere around here, maybe a little bit lower, and Terry was looking for $40 million a year on average and probably $80 million guaranteed. That was too big of a
exactly.
divide to have it, you know, settled quickly. They had to get to the
exactly.
point where, look, it's now you got to take this or leave it, man, or you're going to play this final year on your final deal. And that's where I think
exactly.
I've got some faith in Adam Peters that there was some pressure. You know, the early on, the fans were very much, you know, they were angry. All of a sudden, after 14 wins, two playoff road wins, what are you doing with our best player? Get him signed. Who cares what he wants? Pay
mm-hmm.
the man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, can't do that. Can't set the precedent here
exactly.
of being the team
exactly.
that overpays, especially players who are perceived to be getting up there in years, even though I do think Terry's got solid years left. I agree with him. Sure. He was great last year. Sure. I mean, not so much different than he was years before, but he had a quarterback. He made big plays, big catches. He's going to be outstanding this year and next, and wouldn't surprise me if he ends up earning a lot of this contract by playing another four seasons here in D.C., which exactly. is essentially what the contract has available to him if he performs.
Yeah, and this is the best fit for him, Kevin. Overall, this is the best, this is the best fit for him. So thank you. Thank you, Kevin.
Great fit for him. Great fit for him. And look, this gives him the opportunity to go ahead and over a four-year period make $87 million over a four-year period. But the team doesn't have to commit to that unless he's performing. It's very, it was, I think, well done by the team, but I also think Terry was smart to take it. Let's go to Bay. Bay, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Kevin? Good morning, man. Thanks for
Bay, what's
my
happening,
call.
Man?
Hey, Kevin, man, I'm really convinced this fan base is too bitter. They don't know when they got a good thing going. We have been burned from the snot of earth so bad that we have now taken anything that's going positive and turn it into a negative. We headed in the right direction. We got an ownership that stays out the way. We got a GM who does GM stuff. We got a coach that does coach stuff. We got players that are loyal to one another. And yet and still, this fan base finds something ignorant to complain about each and every time. Terry got in, did the deal. Him and his wife, they were happy. They were fine. But it seemed like some of these fans, they're still not happy. He should get more money. Why shouldn't he get more money if he's happy? Why don't you go out there and play for him? I get so tired of this, some of these fans.
I hope he's happy, Bay. I hope he's happy. I know it wasn't what they thought it would end up being. That's a given. In given that they were, of course, their initial ask is negotiating. It's not exactly what they want, but it's so far off from what their initial ask was. But I hope he's thrilled. Or I hope he is at least satisfied. And I think, he's such a pro's pro. Even if he played this final year of his deal without getting the extension, I think we would have gotten the best of Terry.
I agree. Thanks, Kevin.
Yep, Bay. Appreciate it. Eric in Norfolk. Eric, go ahead.
Evan, now that the details are in, I think we finally have closure on this long situation. I love the analogy on the horror movie that you mentioned yesterday. We found out how the killer was caught. So pretty pumped about that. When I saw the signing bonus at $30 million, I thought the guaranteed would probably be closer to $60. But when it started to kind of take a while to be reported, my hunch and my kind of meter started leaning further south. So I was a little surprised to see the guaranteed that low. But, I love that the team kind of included, Terry's own words, putting that money against his argument with, he isn't getting fit for a walker and that he's got lower miles than other players his age and that he's stayed healthy. So, that's going to play into this contract. So it's like, all right, if that's in fact the case and you feel that strongly, then you shouldn't have any problem hitting these incentives. So I think that's great that that's included.
Right.
And I think, and also, this last year without any guaranteed money, I think that also opens an opportunity where if he is still hitting those milestones and we want to keep him, we can throw some guaranteed money on it and rework the contract to be team-friendly, but adding some guaranteed money there at the very end.
I
love it.
The team has a ton of flexibility after these next 2 years, and it'll be based on how he's playing and what they think he's going to do moving forward. A friend of mine just sent me this, David Aldridge, in his story. This is a really good line. David writes, the Commanders are no longer the place, under new management, the Commanders are no longer the place where you pick up your golden handshake on the back nine of your career. Where there was financial anarchy during the worst of the Snyder era, there is now rock-ribbed discipline. Yeah, I think I wanted to see that. Out of all of... look, you want to be right, we're competitive, all of that stuff. But really, I wanted to see that there was going to be some discipline from a new GM. He's never been a GM before in his first big contract discussion and negotiation. And that's important. You got to be good top down. Now, you also have to be good at quarterback. And we have a very good quarterback. Let's go back to Bones. Is Bones ready to roll? All right, Bones. Hey.
What's up?
Go ahead.
Shout out to my main man, Max. You know, Kevin, man, your guy, man, Mark and Longo, man. Oh, man, wow. He be tripping, man, you know?
Yeah.
Got some characters that be calling you. But anyway, man, I'm just so happy, man, that they got the deal done. And Torrey wasn't no dead old fool and not signed for that 47 million guarantee. 47 million guarantee?
44.
Oh, that is a million. Yeah. All I need is a million guaranteed, you know?
You and me both.
I'm ready to play football, man. I'm ready to play, man. Let's play football. Let's ball.
Can't wait for the games.
Get ready for the Giants, man. Thanks for taking my call. I love you.
All right,
guys,
Bones.
Man.
Love you. Appreciate it. Yeah, you know what? We've had something to talk about. That's for sure. I mean, there's always been a quarterback conversation, a new coach conversation, you know, and some of the other stuff. But usually it's been highlighted in the offseason by quarterback and coaching situation. We didn't have that for the first time in a long time. We did have this. Obviously, as a fan of the team, it would have been wonderful had, you know, early in March or sometime in April or May, before we got into mandatory minicamps, if there was a joint press release, the team and Terry McLaurin have agreed to a deal, both sides thrilled. You're going to hear, by the way, today, both sides are thrilled. I think you are. I hope that's the way they publicly handle it. You know, Terry's got an incentive with his agent to act like they did really well in the deal. And the team probably shouldn't gloat that they, you know, as David Aldridge wrote, where's the line my friend just sent me, under management, rock rib discipline. Both ended up doing well, but it did take too long. But we did have something to talk about when, you know, all we would have been talking about was how great Jaden Daniels was in 2024, and could he repeat it again? That's been part of the conversation, too. All right, I see everybody on hold. Everybody wants to weigh in on this. Billy, G, Gerald, Athan, everybody else. Stay there. We'll take more calls after this. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Don't forget, you can watch us on our YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button, hit the like button. This last segment of the show was brought to you by Staples. Your local Staples has hot deals and super low prices throughout the store on everything for your business. And right now at Staples, save up to $125 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 9/13. And save even more with the Easy Rewards program at Staples.
All right, here's what's happening on this, what is it, Wednesday? I think it's Wednesday, August 27th. A little bit of NFL trade news in the works this morning. Adam Thielen is headed back to the Minnesota Vikings in exchange for a 2026 fifth round pick and a 2027 fourth round pick. These are pick swaps, not just picks themselves. The Jags, they also trade for Tim Patrick and send a six-round pick to the Detroit Lions. He is already their tallest, heaviest, and oldest wide receiver at age 31. The Nats, they will fall to the Yankees last night by a score of 5-1. Mackenzie Gore gives up three runs on three hits through five innings. Luis Gill with five innings of solid pitching, giving up one run on five hits, including five strikeouts. The Nats are looking to avoid the sweep today. They will wrap up their series versus the Yankees this afternoon. Cade Cavalli taking on Max Fried, first pitch at 1:05. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 12:35 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's office throughout all the football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Dive into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar, Braving the Elements.
Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Avatar Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Prince Zuko.
Each week, we'll explore a new episode of The Legend of Korra.
Find your balance as we uncover breaking news, trivia, special guests, and so much more.
I mean, I've got some flameo hot takes that'll really light a spark. Follow and listen to Avatar, Braving the Elements on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.